I'm an addict named Melvin. And it's by God's grace and mercy that I'm here tonight, and staying clean must come first. My clean date is June 15, 2002. I love Narcotics Anonymous. I love this program. I'm enthused about my recovery, this time, right? I was first introduced in this program in 1996, right? And so I've bumped my head several times, right? I'm going to briefly qualify myself. In the beginning, I was introduced to marijuana. In the middle, I was introduced to freebase cocaine. And in the end, I was smoking crack, living underneath a bridge, smoking with rats. I'm terrified of rats. But that crack didn't allow me to be terrified. I would smoke crack and throw rocks at the rats, right? Slept on heat grates, and did a lot of things to myself and to society and to my family, that to this day I'm not proud of, right? But crack told me to do it. It's real powerful for me to share on this topic because, I have a lot of experience in riding out the storm, good and bad. Let me first say this, and this is my story in recovery. Once you are introduced to this program, right, it's been my experience that you can never use successfully again. Even though I bumped my head, I never used successfully after I was introduced to this program. And relapse does not have to be a part of nobody's recovery for the newcomer, but it was a part of mine, and it's my story. But one of the things that I heard and I was diligent about, thanks to my higher power for giving me opportunities to redeem myself and get back, was I kept coming back. And it was only through His grace and mercy, right? In the beginning, right, when I was first introduced to this program, I gained a lot of material stuff, right, real fast. The car, the relationship, the good job. But because of me not listening to, sponsorship, me not listening to network, me not listening to, the rooms, me not listening to that all I had to do was just stay clean and I would be able to get through the storm, I used several times, behind a bad relationship, behind me losing the job, I used, right? And I've learned from that experience today, right? Something real powerful might happen to me when I got down to this convention. And how you check in and you get, your package and everything, and you go and you sign your clean time, right? And the lady gave me the card and told me that I had over 1,700 days clean, right? And what I did was I reflected, man. I was like, damn, I remember when I couldn't get a day. I couldn't keep it. I'd get a year, and I would relapse. You know what I'm saying? So that man, that sent a spirit in me. It fulfilled something, man. I was overwhelmed. Because even though I'm coming up on 5 years of here, 1,700 days was more powerful for me, than the knowing that I'm coming up on 5 years. It was just something about them days, right? Because I remember when I couldn't stay clean a day. Riding out the storm, and I'm talk about the topic, right? There's been some great things that have happened to me, in my recovery process, right? And I'm gonna speak about the present, because I'm actually riding out a storm right now, right? I got married in October of last year, right? Wonderful experience. The highlight of my life, right? I had a good job, making very good money, being a good provider for my family, right? January the 15th of this year, they fired me off my job. A storm, I've never lost a job clean, right? All the times I've ever lost a job is because of me selling drugs on the job, using on the job, stealing off the job, or some other form of bad behavior. So it was a real big blow, for me to have done that, right, to lose a job. This time around, though, you know, I heard some things, right? This time around, I was willing, you know, to stay clean. I didn't want to use again, y'all. You know, what happened was is that some things that happened prior to me getting married, prior to me getting this job, right? And one of the first things that I experienced in my recovery process this time was I had been in a relationship that I wasn't happy in. And I got in that relationship for my own selfish reasons, right? I didn't want to be with the individual because the individual had a house, because the individual had a car, because the individual was taking care of me. I got into this relationship, and I was using this individual, right? But what happened was it wasn't sitting well with me. Over a period of time, the pain outweighed the pleasure, right? And I was no longer happy. And this is with some clean time, right? And, you know, previous to that, I would use to unhappy feelings or inadequate feelings, you know, of a relationship. But this time, you know, I wanted to do something different, right? I was tired of smoking crack. You know, I was tired of going to jail. And I was talking to people this time. I was utilizing my network and my sponsors and stuff, right? So it was suggested to me, and this happened 2 years ago at this convention when I ended that relationship, right? At this very same convention. But I talked to some people prior to ending the relationship because I had the individual up here with me, right? And I shared with some people what was going on with me, and it was a storm that I created. You know what I'm saying? So it doesn't matter what kind of storm it is, right? And so what happened was I ended up leaving that individual that day, you know, explaining to her whatever at the convention that I didn't want to, you know, the relationship was over and it was my fault, blah, 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 blah. And I really didn't have nowhere to go. But I had talked to some people and they had told me about Oxford House. And I had some clean time and I didn't want to go into it. My pride told me that I shouldn't go into an Oxford House with clean time, you know what I'm saying, after leaving this big old house, this woman with a car that was taking care of me driving her car, but it wasn't my car, saying it was mine. You know, all those things that I thought was making me a man, once again, you know, thinking that social acceptability was equaling recovery, and it wasn't. So what I did was something different, right? I said, well, why don't you do something different? So I ended up going to the Oxford House with some clean time, right? I was in love with somebody else at the time, but still in that relationship. I went to the Oxford House and rode out the storm in the Oxford House. You know, I swallowed my pride. You know, I slept in a room with another individual that probably wasn't no bigger than maybe this room right here, and smelling his feet. It reminded me of being back in jail, and you know what I'm saying? But I sat still, you know, and what happened was I was at more peace there than I was in that relationship. And I realized that some things started to change in my behavior and my thinking, right? And I got through that storm, you know, and I ended up, you know, through God's grace and mercy, marrying the woman who I was in love with, right? Today, right, you know, I lost my job on the 15th of January, right? Now, I've always been a good provider, you know, I always had that good job and everything. So once I lost that job, fear set in. You know, I started thinking that I wasn't the man that I thought I was. You know, I started thinking that I wasn't a good provider for my family. You know, the disease started attacking me in my sleep, you know, because I was feeling bad, you know, but I would share about it. You know what I'm saying? One thing I've learned this time, I don't care if it's in a meeting, I don't care if it's with my sponsor, I don't care if it's with my network, I don't care if it's with my wife, I'm going to share about how I feel, right? And you all helped me get through that. You all told me that it's going to be all right. And I believed in God and I believed in you people that you was going to carry me through, right? But when I got fired, you know, the people on the job, you know, were fighting my unemployment, you know. And they fought it for a while. They denied me. Fear set in again, right? Now, how am I going? Now I can't even get unemployment. You know, how am I going to survive, right? And in the process of them denying my unemployment, on February 21st, I slipped on the ice and I broke my leg. Broke the ankle in my leg. Another storm, right? Now, I'm out of work, you know, don't have no unemployment. I'm feeling fucked up, right? And now my leg is broken and I had to have surgery and they inserted screws in place in my leg. And I'm like, oh, my God. You You know, when I fell and broke my leg, you know, I remember hollering and crying because I was in so much pain, but I was crying more than I was afraid. Right? What am I going to do? You know what I'm saying? I can remember getting up off the ice and crawling into my truck because I was on my way to my vehicle, and I was so much in fear, you know, what to do. I was pounding on my truck, right, crying, right? How could this happen to me, right? And you know what? The thought came about, well, damn, you can use. You know what I'm saying? I mean, what the fuck, what you going to do, right? But I sat still, you know. I started hearing people in that truck. I started hearing you all stories about how you have lost jobs, how you have lost family members, how people are living with diseases, and, you know, all these things started coming to me. And what happened was you all had started to build an armor, you know what I'm saying, for me, that if you all can stay clean, right, through all that, I can too. Right, and that's the first thing I thought about was y'all. So I got through that and went to the hospital and everything, and you know, I had a cast and I was immobilized for a while. I couldn't come out the house. I started getting cabin fever. You know, I can remember looking out the window and, you know what I'm saying, my wife at work and my daughter at school, and I can't get out. And I'm used to going to meetings. You know what I'm saying? I love going to meetings. And I would look out the window, and I would start, feeling bad, you know, and the disease would creep up again. You know what I'm saying? I had some money in the bank, you know. I had some money in the house, right? And I remember one day wanting to use so bad, I didn't even tell my wife. Right? I mean, that feeling was on me, man, and I called my sponsor, and he was at work, and I didn't get in touch with him. And what I simply did was I was laying on the couch, and I got on my knees, right, and I prayed, and that feeling went away, you know, riding out the storm, right. You know, I've been trying to find work, you know, since even with my leg being broke, and things haven't come to me as fast as I think they should, right. Actually, I've been promised a job, right. You know what I'm saying, and I want to rush these people. You know what I'm saying? I find myself sitting at home sometimes and, you know, calling them and checking in, and you know what I'm saying? And really, you know, it ain't nothing but God, because my leg ain't right yet. But I want to, you know, because I'm feeling inadequate, you know, and I'm feeling sometimes self-worth, you know, worthless, you know, depending on my wife, you know, I feel like I want to rush the process, you know. But the process is going to be processed. God has what he has for me in his time, right? And, you know, I have to realize that sometimes my faith wanders, right? And I guess that's because I'm just human, right? But, I'm a person who believes in God, and I'm a person who has faith, but sometimes the enemy wants to attack me in other areas other than wanting to get high. You know, he'll find an area where I'm somewhat weak, or I'm feeling bad, and he'll use that opportunity to attack me, right? But I realize today I don't have to use no matter what. That's why I always open up to staying clean must come first, and that's for me, because I'm that addict who could not stay clean. You know, what else is going on is that, you know, let me talk about the good now, right? After riding through the storm, right? Let me share some hope. I went to a hearing for the unemployment issue, right? And I got to the hearing, and the guy from, you know, my supervisor from my job, it was an attorney there who was taping the information. He was able to say his side, and I was able to say my side, and the attorney was the mediator. Well, the guy who was the supervisor was fabricating the truth, right? And I'm sitting there with my wife, you know, they let her come in with it, and she writing notes, you know what I'm saying, on a piece of paper, right? And I'm looking at him, and you know, and I'm listening to the guy talk, you know, and I had opportunity to say what I had to say, but I could kind of see the attorney, you know, his facial expressions and his body language was leaning towards my side, right? And what happened was it was God working through another person to see that this individual was actually lying or fabricating the truth. So what happened was, you know, I got at that meeting still not knowing whether my unemployment was granted, right? And you know, a couple of weeks later, they sent me a letter in the mail saying that they granted my unemployment. Right? God is awesome. You know, if I had not sat through the storm, You know what I'm saying? To see what happens on the other side, you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't be here today. Because my story tells me that I'll use, man, and I'll smoke crack. And I'm the type of addict that once I take one, you won't see me no more. You know what I'm saying? I disappear. I turn. If I still got my phone, I turn it off because I don't want to hear from you all, you know, because of that shame and that guilt. But I don't want to live like that ever again, right? So I'm trying to the best of my ability, do something different. It has really, really been a blessing. And you know, I'm in awe. And I heard my man say that you don't never get this thing. But for an addict like me, I'm in awe. You know what I'm saying? And I'm able to come up on 5 years, you know, in the next 2 months. I'm in awe, right? Because I could not stay clean. I could not stay clean, right? You know, I'm going to share this and open the meeting, man. I talk about God a lot in my sharing because I know, you know what I'm saying, that's who has me, right? Today, I'm at home. I'm in the room, right? And my wife, we got my daughter there here and a friend. And my wife had gone out of the room to take my daughter and her friend to the movies. And normally, you know, when my wife rolled, I rolled, we kind of got this thing going. You know, we had this saying, when I move, you move, just like that. Right? That's how we roll, right? And what happens was she left, and I said, I'm going to stay in the room until you get back. So I'm laying on the bed, and I'm watching the baseball game. And I hear something going, beep, 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 beep. And I look around the corner. And what happened was before my wife had went out, she was blow drying my daughter's hair and her girlfriend's hair, you know, with the blow dry. So she left out, and I hear some beep 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 beep. I look around, and I'm thinking it's my alarm for my car, for my truck, you know, the alarm. So I say, well, Dad, well, my wife's, you know, got the alarm still in here. So I say, okay. So at first I hear it, I don't pay no attention to it really. I just hear it, thinking it's gonna stop, but it don't stop. So I peep my head around the corner. Right, of the room, and the blow dryer's on fire. Right, this flame's this hot. Smoke, you know, is that plastic, or is that black smoke? The room's filled with smoke. The fire alarm, the fire thing going off. My leg is broken still. So I jumped off the bed, right, and I ran in the room, not even realizing that my leg was still hurt. Right, and I'm in the room, and I'm with the towel, and I'm fanning the blow dryer. Trying to put it out, but it's still plugged up, right? So I said, damn, I'm getting ready to grab some water to throw. I caught myself. I said, I can't throw water on an electrical fire. So I pulled a plug out, and this thing is still engulfed in flames, and it's like maybe 3 or 4 feet away from the draperies, right? So I picked the blow dryer up, and I throw it out on the balcony, and I pour water on it, and it goes out, right? But the blessing is that there is a God. Because normally I would have gone out with my wife, and the room would have been engulfed in flames, right? And after I calmed down and I called and everything, the first thing I could think about is, oh my God, they're going to be saying that Melvin and Lorena done burned down the hotel in Ocean City. You know what I'm saying? Because I can just see myself going to the hotel, and I told my wife, going to the hotel room, coming back, and there's fire engines and stuff everywhere, and I'm like, damn, the hotel on fire, not even realizing that it was our room. You know what I'm saying? There's a God, man. You know, he looks out for my dumb ass even when I don't, you know what I'm saying? I don't sometimes think that I deserve to be looked out for. You know, so I know that he's got me through the storm. You know, all I have to do is believe. You know, I know that this is not a religious program, but there's a saying in another great book that if you just have as much faith as a mustard seed, you know what I'm saying? It's enough to carry you, right? You know, and I got faith today, right, that I can make it through the other side. And it's through you, it's through the God of my understanding and you people, man, you know, that helped me, right? My sponsor tells me all the time, man, and he's down here now, he says people who need people are the luckiest people in the world. And those who know they need people are truly blessed. If it had not been for y'all, you know what I'm saying, I would not be here. You know, it had not been for y'all, I could not make it through the storms. I would not have nobody to share with, to ask questions about how did you get through this, how did you get through that, help me. You know, so I'm internally grateful to this program. I'm going to say this in close. Jan, you know, opened up about having a network. You know, I love my network, right? I love my friends. Sometimes I I'm the type of person who's a very giving and loving person, right? And I always try to extend myself, because I can remember when didn't nobody want to help me, you know what I'm saying? Or I did not want to help nobody. I was a selfish addict, you know. I would get crack and go underneath the bridge and smoke crack by myself just so I wouldn't have to smoke it with nobody else. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I try to flip the script today. You know, I try to give back as much as I can of me. You know, and in return, I'm the one that receives the blessings as I give them out, because I get to interact with people who can give those blessings back to me. So I'd like to thank you all for letting me share. And I keep